Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. It has been a very long time since I have published an episode to this podcast. I think April 14th was the last time an episode came out, and it is July 14th. So, we're going to ignore that. A lot has happened, though, and there's a lot that we need to debrief on in the span of this episode. And a few things that I want to share about that is a upcoming project and a few other small things that y'all might want to know. So, starting off, what has happened in the span of, you know, this? And it's been a lot. A lot has happened. A few days after the episode that I recorded with Thad came out in April, I was elected to serve as the 2025-2026 West Tennessee FFA Regional Vice President. And a few days after that, I was installed as the Regional Vice President. And it was something that was, like, really rewarding for me because there's so many things that I, you know, did to work towards this. And seeing those, you know, work out and being able to get elected to serve West Tennessee FFA, it was a really rewarding experience. And, of course, I'm in this for service of others, not for myself. And that's something that I've said so many times. And when I look at a member and see their full potential to grow in FFA and outside of FFA, I want to help them reach that potential. And that's my biggest reason to why I wanted to serve this region and why I wanted to serve in FFA as a whole. And when we look at these past few months as a regional officer, I don't feel like impacting members is something that I've seen myself do, but I've been impacted by these members. These members have ultimately went out of their way to text me and ask me how my day was going, or just be there whenever I was at Gov School or camp or anything like that. These members were there, and that's something that I love to see because at the end of the day, we do it for the members, and we try to put that in the members, and we try to impact these members so that they, you know, they can find their passion and their joy and their love for this organization. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm the one being impacted by every single member that I've interacted with, and I'll get more into that later down the road whenever I start talking about, like, WLC and camp. But that night I was elected, and so many members came up to me and instantly were just congratulating me because they were proud, and that showed me a lot because there's been a lot of times where I'm doubting myself and, you know, really not thinking that I deserve the spot that I'm in, but a member will come up and say how much I, quote-unquote, impacted them, and it really is just that assurance that I didn't know that I really needed, that I am doing a decent job at what I'm doing, and these members are growing, and that's something that I'm really taking a lot of pride in, knowing that my team and so many others are being able to grow these members to find their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success every single day. And, I mean, I could go on for days about this part, but whenever I was running for regional office, my why I wanted to serve SA actually pinpointed a member and why this member has impacted me and how I want to take that impact that I've had from this member that was just a freshman and turn that into how I want to serve West Tennessee FFA. So showcasing that member had that impact on me and how that impact right there will ultimately turn into impacting our region, our state, and hopefully nation in a few years. It's really important that I keep that at the forefront of why I'm serving West Tennessee and why I want to continue to serve, because at the end of the day, it's a title in the jacket. Like, on the back of my jacket, it says Western Region, which is really, really cool. But it's not about that title in the back of your jacket or the word stitched right above your office. It's about the members. It's about the impact that you're able to have and how you're able to grow them. And that was how I brought home my why I want to serve essay. It was like the title in the back of the jacket or the word stitched above the office on the front does not determine who I am. It's the leadership qualities and attributes that I bring to this table. And that's something that I found myself rooted in time and time again. But yeah, so I got elected to regional office, and that's enough of that soapbox. And then we got installed as regional officers, and then we were on the road with wrapping up the school year and doing so many other things. And the first thing that we were able to do is our chapter banquet, and few other actually FFA chapter banquets. Serving as a regional officer, there was one thing that I really want to do, and that is meet new members and find a way to learn more about them and hopefully impact them however I can. And I was able to do just that when it came to chapter banquets. I went to four, one in Cumberland County, which I was insane for. I'm just kidding. I love my Cumberland County crew. And this chapter banquet was one that ultimately I felt like I needed it. I needed it more than they needed me. I needed to just meet these members and get to know them better. And I'm glad I did, because I've met my literal best friend through that banquet. And so many other things that, or so many other people rather, that I've been able to get to know and strengthen connections with because of that banquet. And then later down the road, I went to the Lexington FFA banquet, which was also a really fun banquet. Lexington, I love their chapter. I love their advisors. I love everything about Lexington FFA. And I was so grateful that I got to go to their banquet, because their members are some of the sweetest people that you will ever meet. One member in particular, I was just... they taught me to appreciate every single little thing. And it was something that I still carry with me to this day, the impact that these members had on me and the stuff that I walked away from that banquet with. That's something that I will never forget, and that it'll always be there with me, the impact that these members had on me. So then I loaded up and went to Halls for their chapter banquet, and this banquet was also one of those big change maker banquets for me. This banquet, I walked in not knowing anybody. It was me and Bailey Walton, the regional secretary. We went to this banquet and we didn't know anybody there. We didn't know who to talk to. We did not know much. Luckily, my advisor was there. So I was able to kind of, you know, get to know a little bit about the chapter from her, because she's an alumni with Halls FFA. And then I was able to eventually go, and we started talking to members and started hearing their stories and how they are in FFA. And then we got to recognize all of those members that were there that night for their achievements for the year. And it came time to elect the officers for the year. And watching the officers get elected, the pure joy on everybody's face of each candidate, knowing that they had done it, and like what they worked hard for means something. That right there is what, you know, that's what showcased to me that it's not about that title. It's about the opportunities that will come and the opportunity that you have to serve there. So these members really impacted me there, and I actually left that night with Bailey talking about how impactful that was. I mean, every single member that you talk to, they were proud of themselves and all their other people, and they knew that they were going to put their full-on heart of service into this year of service to Halls FFA. And it's something that I carry with me till this day. But yeah, so Halls was a great banquet. And then I actually got invited to one more, which was Ripley FFA. And Ripley is a chapter that I love. With Ripley FFA being so close and tight-knit with Haywood County, I love being able to talk to them whenever I can, because we do have that connection. We do have that that factor of closeness. I cannot think of the word, the connectedness, I guess you could say, of you know, these two chapters. So looking at Ripley FFA and Haywood FFA, we are a tight-knit community over here. And seeing these members, that's where I really figured out why I was serving West Tennessee FFA and why I wanted to run. And that's when I saw why I wanted to run in, like, action. I mean, these members were looking up and, you know, talking, and just they're sharing so much stuff with me and, you know, asking for questions and stuff like that. And it really was impactful knowing that I'm having an impact on these members and just getting to see that. I mean, firsthand, that is something that I will never, ever just... I'll hold on to for the rest of my life is what I'm trying to say. And then we wrapped up the chapter banquets, and I think actually, yeah, we wrapped up the chapter banquets, and then a few weeks later, we were at Governor's School for the agricultural sciences. And this right here, TGSAS, TIGSAS, whatever you want to call it. Wow. I could go on for a whole episode about Gov School and how much of an impact it had on me. But we're going to keep it short and sweet and just talk about the highlights. So the first week was really cool. We started off like an orientation. We went to Tyson, which was an experience. Then the second week, we got to tour farms, meet with State Representative Tandy Darby. I'm pretty sure that was the second week. That might have been the first week. I'm not sure. And do so many more things that really just, you know, increased my knowledge in agriculture. There was another tour somewhere in there. Oh, third week, we got to go to Tennessee Farm Bureau, meet with President Mayberry and all the Tennessee Farm Bureau staff and learn more about their job and what they do for agriculture and advocating for the industry. I love being able to sit and listen to the Tennessee Agriculture in the Classroom presentation that we got, hearing more about Tennessee Ag in the Classroom and, you know, hearing their mission and more stuff that they get to do really pushed me to do what I'm actually going to be announcing on Thursday or Tuesday, Wednesday, one of these days this week, 7/17. It really pushed me to do that, and, like, I don't know, it's such an inspiring thing hearing that these people have such a passion for agriculture. I mean, yes, it's literally their job, but, like, they still have to have a passion. I mean, hearing what people do in D.C. for agriculture and the advocacy and everything like that, I mean, you can't go wrong. Anyways, the rest of Gov School, week four was amazing. We got to tour Nashville. And by Nashville, I mean the U.S., not the U.S. Capitol, getting ahead of myself. The Tennessee State Capitol, rather. And we got to tour the Capitol there and talk about a few things with Governor Bill Lee. That was a really fun experience, getting to meet the governor and hear about his roots in agriculture and how he wants to grow the industry and how the industry's been growing in Tennessee and some issues that we were facing in Tennessee, like farmland loss. The governor really approached us with open arms and wanted to talk to us like forever, but he obviously couldn't. He's a pretty busy guy. But yeah, we did that. We got to go to the Nashville Zoo. We got to go to Ellington Agricultural Center. How did I forget about that? The Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and learn more from Dr. Charlie Hatcher, the Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture. And of course, me and Commissioner Hatcher, we do have a connection from serving on the nominating committee together this past year. And it's always good to reconnect with him and get to, you know, talk to him about stuff. So that was a really fun experience. Then we got to tour their labs and all the research stuff that the Tennessee Department of Agriculture is doing. And that was really cool to see the behind the scenes work of the department and all that they do. And of course, we got to meet the interns, everything like that. And I think wow is the only way to put the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. Like, that's the only word to, you know, describe how I felt that day. But moving on. So then we went on sometime in the week, we went to Chattanooga. We got to tour the SeaTac Bone Marrow Institute, which is the second bone marrow institute for animals in the world. The other one's in Washington State, and that's actually, I think, mainly for dogs. And it was really, really cool to hear what they were doing. And I think one question that I asked them this question. I said, do you see this as a growing industry or a growing, I think I use the word like market, like niche market or niche market, however you want to say it. And they said, yes. I mean, this is a growing thing. I mean, people are learning that you can get bone marrow transplant on your dogs, and it might not be the cheapest thing, but you could still get like a bone marrow transplant on your dogs and them survive the cancer that they might have or, you know, something like that. So it was really cool to hear and learn more about what they were doing there. So next up, we went to the Little Debbie Park. And if y'all want to know anything about me, I love Little Debbie's. Anyways, back to the story. We went there, stopped there, and then we went to Chattanooga. No, we did not go to Chattanooga. We went to Knoxville. We stopped at the UT Dairy Center, Dairy Research Center. It's the East Tennessee Ag Research Center. It's the University of Tennessee Dairy Operation thing. We got to learn about the automatic robot milking systems. And fun fact, they're not cow milkers, and we will get to that in a minute. And we got to learn about that. We got to learn about so many other things about what the dairy industry is. I know coming from me, I don't know much about dairy cows. I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I called a Hereford, a dairy cow, in front of the whole entire camp at Camp Clements at week 6 of leadership training camp during Quiz Bowl. We won't talk about that, but I had to mention it, I guess. It was really embarrassing, and there's a video to prove it. Maybe not a video, but like a live photo. It's still, you know, there's audio, and there's people laughing, and there's me laughing, and there's me also, like, with my hands on my head, literally with my head in my lap, because I was so embarrassed. But yeah, we did that, and then we got to eventually go and head to the University of Tennessee and go tour the vet science, or the vet, the College of Veterinary Medicine. This is another just like wow kind of things. I mean, we got to see so many things. We got to meet with doctors, and we even got to see baby 7, which is really cool. And then we got to go to the UT Creamery and get some nice ice cream. I bought a really cool shirt there too. And I realized that I'm just rambling at this point, so we're just going to keep going. We did that, and then unfortunately it was time to load up and head back to Martin. And when I say load up and head back, I mean we were loaded up. It was a long ride. But we got in the vans, we headed back to Martin, and then we got back to Martin, and it was the last night of Gov School. So we were all really, really, really sad. Kind of pretty much everybody was almost in tears. It was so bad. And we finally got back to the hotel that night, and we just looked around at everybody there, and, you know, it kind of started to hit that we just spent a month together, and this is the last night that we're going to be in the same room all together. And it really started to hit there, and then we had graduation the next day, and after that, we parted our ways, and everybody was, you know, everybody was sad, and I was in, my name is everybody at this point, like, everybody was bawling their eyes out. I was bawling my eyes out. Nobody knows about that, but I was. Now the whole world knows, but that's besides the point, too. But yeah. That was a very aggressive word, but yeah, but anyways. Moving on to camp. FFA camp, week 6, Tennessee FFA Leadership Training Camp. My last time as a camper at camp was... wow. I was there with 7 of the state officers, and this was the first time that I got to see the state officers in action since I announced their names in March. So, whenever we got to camp, I got to talk to them a little bit, and, you know, just kind of see how they're doing, a few other small things, and then, you know, we're hitting the ground running at that point. And whenever we got to sit and listen to them during their LPS sessions or during just camp in general, it was so inspiring to hear these state officers just be them, because I could go on for days about how grateful I am that this is the 8 they got elected, because they are some of the most inspirational people that I can ever talk about. But it was so cool to see them in action. It was really weird, though. I mean, I was like, I'm like a proud something at this point. I don't know what it was, but I was obviously proud for them. And I was really just like, oh my gosh, y'all done made it big. And obviously they did. They're the best. But yeah, camp was good. I placed runner up in quiz contest. I was competing like top 6 next step. Don't know where I placed yet, but yeah, that's good. And a few other things, but yeah, camp was great. It was a really good one to round out on. I got to meet so many people, and I could go on for days about camp, but I don't really have time, and I'm trying to finish this episode with 30 minutes. So anyways, moving on to WLC. So why are we here? To do what we can with what we have where we are. Anyways, WLC was a experience of a lifetime. Leaving on Monday morning with Tennessee FFA, I sat beside Cooper from Scotts Hill. I just want to talk for a split second about this kid. Obviously, I could go on for days about members and how much they've impacted me, but there's one in particular that I feel like I could really go on and talk about for years. And he's that member. I had the opportunity to sit with him actually on the bus ride there and the bus ride back. So about 30 hours of, you know, chit-chatting, let's say it that way. And, you know, being able to sit and talk to him for a solid, I think, 5 hours straight at one point, on the way there, we just talked, and I wanted to learn more about him and learn more about, you know, what is he seen in FFA, like some things that, you know, maybe like how does he see himself growing or stuff like that over the coming year, and being able to listen. And that was the first like assurance point that I've ever had of somebody saying that I've impacted them, because I've never looked at it that way. These members impact me more than I feel like I impact them. And that's, you know, that's something that I just believe. And these members are just incredible. And he's one of those members. I mean, always there for you, no matter what. He's always going to drop whatever he's doing to come talk to you if you need to. And everybody just, you need to meet the kid. You will never regret it. But anyways, moving on. So, Washington Leadership Conference, obviously, I went into this conference really just looking forward to going to D.C. and touring the monuments and everything, but I came out of the conference with a complete different mindset on everything. I mean, obviously, I knew, oh, I'm going to get to spend a week with some regional officers, get to meet some amazing facilitators, and a few other things, and I really just, it was fun. We were taught how to be change makers in our community and came up with a Living to Serve plan, which is an LTS plan. And my LTS plan was actually to create a new program, or new, not program, a new project called Bridging the Gap, which is going to be focused on fixing misconceptions in agriculture. And I'm going to talk about that in a little, I'm going to talk about that a little more in a few minutes. So then we went on to do a few things. We got to tour the U.S. Capitol, which I was just in awe the whole entire time. The U.S. Capitol is one of the most beautiful buildings that I have ever seen in my life. But yeah, I got to meet my roommates, which were from Wisconsin, Ohio, and Kentucky. They were some of the best people ever. My CG, the Space Force, I mean, till the day we die, Space Force for life. I actually got to take home a little quote poster from WLC of the Space Force, and it says, plant your feet where you are. Or nope. It says, be where you are. It also does not say that. It says, be where your feet are. There it is. That's always going to be my reminder of the Space Force gang and, Camille, our CG leader from Idaho, and everybody else. That group right there was some of the best and influential people that I've ever had the chance to meet. And if I could go through and do it again, I definitely would, with that same exact group, with those same 22 other people. I love every single person in that CG. But yeah, the facilitators were awesome. The CG was awesome. Everything about WLC was exactly what I wanted to be and more. I got to meet more of the Tennessee FFA members and learn more about their stories, like Marshall from Smith County. I got to talk to him a lot about running for regional office, running for nominating committee, a few other things, and just, you know, being able to listen to him, you know, ask these questions and ask, you know, I was just able to share my story and hear his. That was probably one of the most impactful parts of WLC. Another really impactful part was getting to talk with a member from Ohio on Tuesday night. This member came up to me. He was actually one of my roommates and was extremely shy. He did not want to talk at all at times, but I was able to go up to him, and he found a, I guess, safe place in me that, you know, we were able to talk and get to know each other a lot really quickly, and he quickly came out of his shell. Everybody in my CG, you know who I'm talking about, but Tuesday night, he was a scared kid, and come Friday morning, he had probably talked to almost everybody at that conference, just trying to meet them and get to know them more, and that really just showcases how much of a family FFA is and WLC was. And, you know, leaving WLC on Friday or Saturday morning, every emotion was flowing. I was sad, I was happy, and I saw a bright future ahead for everybody that was at that conference. And, you know, this is a perfect segue into what I'm about to talk about next. And that is my LTS plan. So my LTS plan was Bridging the Gap. So this is going to be a multi-facet project. And it's actually going to be kicking off Thursday with an announcement. But these are going to be things that I'm going to do to fight the misconceptions in agriculture. So the first thing is going to be sow the truth, as in S-O-W, the truth. And I'm not going to drop exactly what that is just yet, because I've got a really cool thing coming Thursday to share more about that. But sow the truth is going to be here, and it's going to be busting the misconceptions in agriculture. And that is going to be something for everybody. And I think it's gonna come across great. And then after that, I plan to work alongside my local newspaper even more to publish misconception articles in the newspaper. Because I've seen so many misconceptions in agriculture and, you know, things that people truly just don't know about in ag. And that's really a thing that I want to, you know, continue to fight. Because at the end of the day, chocolate milk does not come from brown cows. And you can't milk a strawberry to get strawberry milk. There's just so many things that I want these misconceptions to be fought. And that's something that I see in my community, in my home, and everywhere here in Haywood County. So I want to grow our county and our region to fight those misconceptions. And I think the thing that I'm announcing Thursday is going to do just that. But yeah, stay tuned for that, because it is going to be a very long project. And I'm announcing it Thursday, but it probably won't really be a physical thing until maybe about mid-September. If that tells you anything. It'll be a in-hand product. But yeah, it's got a lot of work to it, and that's why I mentioned Tennessee Ag in the Classroom and the connection that that's going to help out with later. So it's been a very fun 6 weeks plus, I mean, well, 3 months since I published an episode. But yeah, I'm really excited for what's to come. I am about to get back to posting episodes, which, whoop whoop, hip hip hooray kind of thing. I need to get back on it so bad. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for y'all today. Stay tuned for what is to come, because Thursday we've got a pretty big thing coming, and that is going to be really exciting. But yeah, stay tuned for what's to come, and I really hope you guys enjoyed listening to me yap for about 27 minutes, because I for sure have ranted about everything under the sun. But that's besides the point. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will hopefully see y'all back next Monday for another one. Thank you, guys.